Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my God. He's done it. What a native Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it in his home ballpark. That's, John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
John Wiener, our guy, brought to you by Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is raving about. The Rock joins now. Hello, John. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
He's juiced up this morning.
Hey, Rock. Chad Kuhl had a video tribute last night. Has The Rock ever had a video tribute in any stadium or ballpark he's been at?
That was a difficult one to answer out of the gate.
Yeah, tough one.
I mean, they don't even get like a parade out in front of you if you happen to drive back down Brownsville Road.
Yeah, or something in Altoona,
hey,
maybe.
Not only do I not get a video tribute anywhere, I'm not even invited back to the Marlins for the 25th anniversary of the World Series team.
What?
That's how low that is.
No, are you serious about
funny.
That?
That's funny. I not that I care. I really don't. I knew they had it like a week or two ago. I thought it was kind of funny.
Wait a minute. You have told me stories about the World Series parade and riding on like a float, like a tow truck kind of thing through like Little Havana or Little Haiti or whatever. Like, you live that. And you mean to tell me they didn't invite you back for the reunion?
Don't get mad. Don't get mad. I don't want this to get out there. I mean, I thought it'd be a funny little thing. I don't get video tributes. I get snubbed. But
okay.
That was cool. Cigarette boats and, you know, yeah. convertibles. Yeah, they had like five parades for that thing. It was nuts.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I'm kind of mad
I'm
for
stunned.
You, Rock, but we'll let it slide. We'll
yes.
let it slide. How does a baseball question for just a moment, if I may, how does a team bounce back, or do you just throw it out the window and pretend like it didn't happen when you take one on the chin, like 18-4?
You try to get over it. I mean, that's the one. It's one game. We talked about this, I think, after the 21-0 loss. I think it was against Chicago. But you get over it. It's just say it just counts as one loss, even though it can be embarrassing. I think, you know, what was bad about Sundays is, you know, I know Shelton addressed the club after that game. Is you still got to go about the game professionally, and you don't want to start getting lackadaisical or start throwing away at bats or stop competing during that type of game. I think that was probably the one thing that, as you watch that, I mean, it's a bummer and it's not fun, whether you're a player or a fan or you're calling that game. It's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you hope your guys continue to be competitive and go out there and be professional and finish out the game. Those are easy to get over. I mean, they happen from time to time. Obviously, there's been two bad ones here in the last couple of weeks. And so, you got to figure out a way to avoid them and be more competitive. And they have been in most of the games. But, yeah, you get over those pretty quick. But you still got to make sure that you're playing hard throughout.
John, put yourself in these guys' shoes. Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, both drafted into the NFL, both drafted to MLB. What direction is John Wehner going in? Are you going to go the MLB route, or would you go the NFL route?
Man, that would be tough. I just think that I guess it would depend on you know, I always thought that, like, coming out of high school or whatever, if you had a chance to play baseball or football, it would be so hard not to play football. It would be so hard not to play in front of 60, 80, 100,000 fans. I don't think that kind of energy, that kind of adrenaline, you don't get that from baseball. And you know, but then going the next level, I guess, from college, I think it'd be a no-brainer going to like a Division I college football compared to baseball. You'd have to, in my opinion, you'd have to play Division I college football. But beyond that, I guess it depends. I mean, if you're a top pick, a top first round pick, how do you, you know, you got to go that direction if it's the NFL for sure. You know, baseball, it's a tougher road in baseball. It really is. I think people don't realize how tough it is to get through the minor leagues, to get to the upper levels and to continue to compete. And, you know, there's usually a bit of a stumbling block for most prospects when they get to the upper levels. And we're seeing that now, actually, with a couple of the Pirate guys like O'Neill Cruz, Nick Gonzalez. I mean, they've stumbled a little bit out of the gate. And so even, you know, a decent prospect or a high draft pick, you know, it's hard. It's hard to get to that ultimate level and to sustain and to have sustained success at the big league level. So if you're a first rounder in the NFL, you're going to the NFL, I would think.
John, closed-door meetings, the Pirates just had one, and we don't know what happens in closed-door meetings because, well, the doors are closed, and they don't want us to know what happens in them. So what happens in closed-door meetings, and do people really yell and scream, or, like, take us inside the ones you've been in, any unbelievable stories from those?
Oh, gosh, the language doesn't allow me to share the story. although I did do that once. It's funny, going back to Miami, I remember you know, they heard that I did a Leland voice, and so this one radio station called me. I said, I can't do it without cussing. And they're, oh, okay, we got a beeper button. And so I went off, and then I went back to the ballpark, and the first thing Leland said was, well, you think you're funny, don't you? Huh? I said, I heard it. I know what you did. You know, and then he laughed about it. But Leland had some classic ones. He really did, and it's again, they're hard to do. But he had a habit of going in and out of the clubhouse a lot. So if it was your first one, yeah, you were just reminded to stay in your chair. You don't get out of your chair just because he walks out of the room. He's not done yet. But yeah, he's had some all time classics. And what's funny is as I got older, you know, he would tear into the team and. You know, and then I'd be going, walking to the bathroom or something, and he'd come by and he'd say, it was a pretty good one, wasn't it?
Were they the kind, pretty Brock, that you had to, like, sit there and stifle a laugh? Or, like, were they the kind where you're like, man, he's really peeling the paint off the walls?
There were times. Walkie has some great ones that before I got there that they were all trying not to laugh, I guess. I don't know what food got thrown over all over Spanky or something like that, and everybody was just trying to hold in their laugh. And so, yeah, when I got older, and I kind of, you know, there was some chuckles. You know, he had some great lines in some of these. You know, pitchers' rolls. You know what a roll is. A roll is what you put butter on. You know, and stupid. Yeah, he didn't like to hear about bullpen guys and worried about their rolls. Like I said, it's hard. It's just not going to be the same, because his delivery was top notch. We'd have to be at a bar.
Gotcha. Fair enough. Fair enough. Maybe we'll do this show just for the website at a bar sometime.
Yeah.
You could give us all of those. All right, John, we'll let you go. It's beautiful outside, by the way. It's just spectacular out.
I know. It's, yeah, a little cooler than, uh-huh, you know, some would like. But, yeah, it's a beautiful day. Got to go out and play some golf.
Got to get out there, play with Colony maybe. Go do that again. Or is that a one-time shot deal for you?
Desperation.
Yeah.
Desperation. Right. Yeah, you got to, if there's no other available tea times.
Right, right.
Where you go.
Then you go with Colony. All right, John, we thank you much. We will talk next week.
All right, guys, take care.
We'll
Thanks,
see
John.
You. Just the best. That's John Wehner, brought to you by Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is raving about. Man, is he good. Is he good? That Leland voice, we tapped into something.
Yeah,
no.
We got to explore that sometime when we get a chance.
Get a little deeper into that, that's for sure. All right, epic ending coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.